I'm on stage, mad gangster, and this shit is playing in the background like, yo, PK, where you at? Yo, QB! Mad gangster, man. Hey, yo, where my niggas is at? You still wanna watch my shit?
Welcome to Prisoners Justice Day Radio on CKLN 88.1 FM. The next 2 hours of programming are with the Prisoners Justice Action Committee. I'm Marika with PJAC, and we're going to be talking for the next 2 hours about the 81 Reasons campaign, a campaign launched by PJAC to stop a new youth jail that's planned to be constructed in the GTA at a cost of $81.1 million over the next few years. So there's a grassroots campaign that's been started, that's been up and running since January of this year to shut this down before it gets off the ground. And I'm going to be telling you a little bit more about it. We'll be hearing interviews with members of our coalition talking about what's going on in the ministry. We'll be hearing from the ministry on what they think about youth incarceration. We'll be hearing from some youth involved with the campaign as well. We'll be hearing some audio from our first major campaign event, which was a barbecue and press conference back in July. As well, we'll be giving you some information about what's coming up with the campaign and how you can get involved. And we'll be wrapping up with an interview from Ashanti Alston from Critical Resistance New York. This group has successfully fought the construction of youth jails in New York State, and we really look to them as an example of how to fight this campaign successfully. So I'll just start giving you a little bit of an overview of the campaign. The government of Ontario wants to spend over $81 million building a youth super jail to lock young people up away from their families and communities. I'm not sure about you, but I can pretty easily think of 81 reasons why this is a bad idea. And I can also think of 81 better things to do with this money to make our community safer places for everyone who lives here. So in order to stop this jail from built, we're working on a lot of different fronts. We want to make sure that the people who would be most affected by this jail, i.e. young people and people of color, are actively involved in the campaign against this. We've been doing workshops for youth around the city in schools and community centers to get youth educated on the prison industrial complex and try to get some folks involved in the fight against it. As time goes on, we're hoping to set up local groups around the city made up of young people who are opposed to the jail. At the same time, we want this campaign to use some of the things that really give us strength in life, arts and culture. So we're trying to have a lot of music involved. We're putting together a benefit CD, and we'll be having shows where MCs and artists can show their skills and speak out against the jail. At the same time, we see there are a lot of different people that we need to get on side in order to stop this jail from being built. So we're trying to get articles written, we're contacting politicians, we're doing lobbying, finding out the dirt on the jail from the ministry so that we can be prepared. I hope this sounds like something you'd want to be interested in, and I hope you keep listening. It's Prisoners Justice Day, and the next 2 hours we'll be talking about the 81 Reasons campaign to stop the youth super jail for the GTA.
Cats had never doubted I was dropping a skill for all my peoples in the NY and SA who blessed me. The gas face to all those who still want to test me. Three for the fans who already know the name. Four smacks to all whack niggas in the game. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten for the flows. Ayo, then drop it to zero, that's how the story goes.
Come on, drama, so close to not completing a missing piece of the puzzle. Quit again, in again, drop suit and following. Swallowing pride like porn stars and money shots. I'm getting your block, spinning heavy as SUVs, doing 360s. I'm ready as ever, overdue like the rain in New York. Sustained a steady fan base, but you still don't know me. Hold me in your highest regards, I'm your homie. I relate, it's personal, nothing fake. Read me, wait, I'd rather dictate it. Relate it to you on a deeper level. Kick off your shoes and light your L's. Let's talk and get to know each other better. I'm Gene, the honorable team player for years. Been seen on the low, in videos devoid of the hoes. For show, it's crunch time. I'm the one they sent to piss your label off. They won't fuck with me, unless I'm parading, taking it off. Nah, man, executives, con man. This record is too hot stop to get pushed back another minute. It would burn a second forward, admit it. You liked it when the first bar dropped. In less than 1 second, she's already spitting. I need y'all, you wanna change? Well, here it is. Let's stop complaining, make it happen. Everybody step up your game, cause everybody's stuck in park or reverse. Letting media choose a path and rape you, market you, lessen you worth. I was gonna throw the towel in, but honestly, you cats deserve some better music. Plus, come on, what else would I be doing?
So
shit.
What would I do?
If like my people said, I left it to you.
Tell me what would I do?
If I didn't try worse, if I didn't rhyme.
What would I do?
If I just hated and did nothing to change it.
Tell me what would I do?
Hell no, that could never happen. There's so much further to go. I feel like Mindy Cohen doing a one to grow on. Yeah, I'm old school. 40s and hot tops, triple gooses and travel fox, Hirachis and blow pops. I'm down to earth but still dreaming. Peace to Scheme Team and all of my niggas on the come up. A Pontiac lyric, we gon' take it there. The rest of y'all just taking up space, and you don't even care. It's like you started eating Thanksgiving dinner without saying grace. I whisper a prayer for you, cause you cats are lost and probably not gon' make it back. Fuck it, it's more for me, I guess, so please don't stress it. The best is yet to come. This is just an introduction. I'm about to have niggas madder than big titty girls who getting breast reductions. The purpose of my function is to smash, simply put trash you until you cry Uncle Mercy. Wander aimless in this concrete jungle and curse me. There ain't a need for verse 3, I can feel it. That would rob you of your manhood, and I'm not into stealing, so tell me
what would I do?
If like my people said, I left it to you.
Tell me what would I do?
If I didn't try worse, if I didn't rhyme.
What would I do?
If I just hated and did nothing to change it.
What would I do?
Hell no, that could never happen. Huh. Yeah, man. And it's only the beginning. You better choose sides now.
I just want to start off by giving you a bit of a history of the 81 Reasons campaign against the new super jail. The campaign came out of a group called PJAC, which is a local Toronto group made up of prisoners, former prisoners, students, educators, advocates, artists, and community members. And we all believe that prisons don't make our communities any safer or more secure. We, in fact, believe that the prison industrial complex really furthers violence and oppression. Things like racism, classism, sexism, colonialism, and homophobia. PJAC is a group that's been working to end incarceration and detention and to make healthy communities that are built on real justice. This group came together after organizing several years of Prisoners' Justice Day activities together and decided that work needed to be done year-round on these issues. And this campaign was the first major campaign launched by the group in February of this year. Some of the things that we've been working on so far have been a lot of research to find out exactly what has been going on with the ministry's preparation for the new jail. We've learned a lot about construction that's being planned. Planning for the construction in Brampton continues, and the construction was actually set to begin in 2006, September of 2006. The jail is not supposed to open until 2008. So we've got a little bit of time on our hands to fight this. And the construction tender has actually not been given out yet. The site that this new jail will be on is where the Invictus Young Women's Jail is right now. The Vanier Women's Center used to be up there. It's been a correction facility for the past 35 years. And different stakeholders have been consulted in a rather superficial consultation process by the Ministry of Child and Family Services. The budget is $81.1 million. It's likely to go over budget. And recently, the group had a meeting with the ministry, actually, to ask them some questions and to get some more information about what's going on with the jail. So we asked them some hard questions, hard for them to answer anyway, about what exactly has been going on. And let me just tell you some of the things that they told us. in response to our questioning. Okay. So the main decision makers for the project, we asked them about, and none of the women in the room who actually work with the ministry were the main decision makers for this project. This decision to build this new super jail was actually made in 2002, before the Youth Criminal Justice Act came in. And after the act came in, which is worded very strongly that incarceration peace should be a last resort for youth, and, you know, should be, and really emphasizes that youth should be kept in the community when at all possible, they scaled back their initial plan from 350 beds back to 225. And since then, it's been scaled back to 192 beds. And that's where the plan is right now. The Minister of Child and Family Services, Marianne Chambers, is a brand new minister who just came in about a month ago and wasn't involved with that planning back when it was planned. Now, we also raised with the ministry that we know that 50% of open custody beds in the GTA are actually not being used, that there's been a steady decrease in youth crime, especially violent crime. And we also know that the Youth Criminal Justice Act really emphasizes alternatives to incarceration. So we asked them what stats and what information they were basing this decision on. And they really couldn't answer that either. They kind of gave us this vague answer about population growth projections and that, oh, perhaps we don't need this number of closed custody beds for youth right now, but Toronto's a growing city and maybe by 2010 we will have that many kids behind bars. It was a really hypocritical stance for them to take when they're speaking so strongly out of one mouth about, you know, the community programs that they're putting in place, the alternatives to custody that they think are so great, that they think are going to reduce recidivism, that they think are going to help you stay in the community. So they're putting $8.5 million into these kinds of programs. This is what they boasted to us about. And at the same time, they're throwing $81.1 million at a new jail. So the numbers really tell you which they think is more important, or which, you know, they think is where they want most kids to end up who are getting involved with the law. We asked them why Brampton was chosen as the site. People who have been around for a couple years may be familiar with the death and the inquest around the death of David John Meffey, who was a youth who died in the last major GTA youth center, TIAC, the Toronto Youth Assessment Center. He killed himself, hung himself from a bunk when he was supposed to be on suicide watch. And after his death, there was a coroner's inquest, and the jury put forward several recommendations. One of the top and first and foremost recommendations was around the location of new Toronto youth detention facilities. The inquest demanded that TIAC be closed because it was a really appalling place where horrible things were happening. And it said that if new facilities were built, and I quote, that new facilities for the custody and detention of youth in Toronto replacing TIAC should be constructed as smaller standalone facilities located throughout the GTA. Potentially have one location for each of the major cities, Scarborough, North York, Toronto, Etobicoke. And the rationale was that this would reinforce the ministry's commitment to family and community involvement in managing youth in custody and detention. As well, this would comply with the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, which Canada is currently not in compliance with when it comes to youth detention. This would also acknowledge the fundamental difference in support needs between adults and youth. So this recommendation was based on research and expert witness testimony submitted on managing youth in detention. It said that multiple small locations would facilitate critical family access and community support for youth. It's been proven again and again that youth who have access to their families and friends are less likely to recommit a crime and end up in jail, you know, quickly, and that it would allow management of youth in smaller groups and give more one-to-one time to develop relationships and reduce the risk of peer-on-peer violence. And the ministry claims that these things, reducing peer-on-peer violence, reducing recidivism, claims that these things are their major long-term goals. But their actions speak totally to the contrary when we are showing them studies that say that a smaller facility or that keeping youth when at all possible in the community are the things that are going to accomplish these goals. And they go ahead and do just the opposite, just kind of shrugging their shoulders and saying, oh, well, it's easier, it's cheaper, this is how we've always done it. When in fact, it's not easier for the families and for the youth and for the communities who are suffering. It's not cheaper, and we can, you know, we can prove that with real numbers, with real figures from community facilities that are being run in the United States in certain places, and from community programs keeping youth out of detention. I mean, it keeps it costs almost 1/5 of the money, 20% of the money, to have a youth in a community probation program than to have a youth in custody. So the argument that that's that it's any kind of fiscal benefit to lock youth up in one place is completely ridiculous anyway. And in terms of the long-term results on society and on our communities, it just doesn't make sense to build this new super jail. Most of the youth who are in closed custody in this province don't need to be in closed custody based on the new act. Most are there on remand, awaiting their trials. This young man who killed himself was in Tayac on remand, awaiting his trial. Other youth are being locked up for long periods of time on breaches of bail conditions. They haven't been bailed out because perhaps they come from a poor family that can't afford to pay bail. And they're ending up staying until awaiting their trials for really long periods of time. And this also is not in compliance with UN, the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. Youth are getting thrown in jail for, I know of a case of one young man who was told after he was released on bail that he couldn't go back by his school because this was where he was arrested. And so he registered in a new school and was actually on the streetcar trying to get there one day when he was going by his old school and was arrested by police and, you know, had to wait in jail for this minor breach charge to be heard after that. I mean, the ministry really doesn't seem to want to consider open custody. And, you know, as someone who's, as a youth, spent time in both closed and open custody and graduated from high school in open custody, I can think I can really speak to the ways that being in closed custody really destroys the potential for youth in a way that open custody doesn't. And that I don't feel that you should be locked up at all, but I feel that if money is going to be spent on locking youth up, it should be spent on making better open custody facilities that allow youth to access their communities and to access their families, and spent on creating programs in the community that are going to address some of the real reasons why youth are ending up behind bars, not just warehousing them in a super jail in Brampton, far away from their friends and families. So we're going to get a little bit more into some of the details of this. We'll be talking to Antonia from the research committee of the 81 Reasons campaign, and we'll be getting some more information from the ministry about what they were thinking about when they decided to build this jail. As well, we'll be talking to a youth from the campaign about some of her thoughts about this whole thing. I just want to finish off before we go to another song by giving you some numbers about other things that this money could be spent on. When we've been going into the schools and doing workshops about this, it really strikes a lot of the youth that we talk to that this is costing $81.1 million. When they see that their classroom hasn't had a new computer, when they see that they don't have proper textbooks, they have something like 5 kids sharing a textbook because their school can't afford new ones, when their schools are just in totally appalling conditions, or perhaps the social housing project that they live in is in totally appalling conditions, and they're having to pay fees to go to the pool that used to be free, or they're seeing, you know, the pool in their community close down. You know, new teachers could be paid for with this money so that there could be smaller ratios in classrooms. New basketball courts and playgrounds and skate parks and community centers could be bought with this money so that youth actually have something to do in their own neighborhoods. As well, you know, units of subsidized housing could be made. Social services rates could be raised, and so new support services and counseling and drug rehab programs for youth who are currently wasting in jail could be provided, as well as 81 other things that young people need to be safe in their own communities. So just a little food for thought. We're going to go to another song now. It's Prisoners Justice Day, and you're listening to CKLN 88.1.
Mad. You need to deal from the get-go. You know what I'm saying? It's not you. It's another bitch. Shit. It's all good. Whatever. Day to day. Bitch to bitch. tell me, baby. Play it, what?
I'm the reason y'all breathe. Reason y'all been here from conception. Reason y'all believe in deception and faithfulness. I make your destiny in a fake twist. And when I stop coming around, it's hatefulness. I paint bliss when you with me. Have you crying, you miss me. Lying to your friends that you diss me. I'm your world, kiss me and the glow turns. Sunrise and moonshine, ocean tide shifts in just the blink of an eye. Hate transcends time when I spend it with you. Spit out incredible bull, lies are exceptional. Think you my prime time whiz. But I care about your kids, truth is I can give a fuck as long as you win. Hit it up until it's raw, no protection, what for? I know you're not cheating. Only call on me when you're feeling for it. Only fuck top notch bitches, dime pieces. If they dirt broke or got riches, single or rock leashes. I'm who you call your man, who you call your fam. You call late night in the jam, 4:30 a.m. ballin' to me. I'm just plain ballin', you see. Being the one bitch is boring to me. I say variety's the fruit of life. It's not my fault that every woman is a fool is tight. And after me, you cop an attitude and move this dyke. You fell for it, let the dick call it. Niggas, if you with me, you killin' the blight. Open wide off me since the day I met you. Never let go of me. When we fucking, you love me. When we in the street, you bugger for the bitches touch me. I think it's funny you call me your honey. I call you when I'm feeling horny. You say when I'm not around, you pussy feeling lonely. I told you never let a bitch on me. Still you rhyme and shit. Iceberg, Sony, Itachi, and Motorola, Dreamcast, four controllers. Trip to Atlantic City like me some high rollers. Think you gonna lock me down? Even write me letters every time you out of town. Don't even read them. What the fuck I need a wife for? I lead the life of a free man. Told you I was a player since the first hand and dealt. Want me to meet your family? Well, I got some news for 'em. If you got sisters, put the move on 'em. Let loose two on 'em. Loose two on 'em. Mom's too. Even better, get her up on you. And your dad knows the deal. He's a nigga. I'm saying, the older you get, the better you get at playing. It's real. Special cause you went across these feelings on another level. Another day, another hustle, no different. I'm not the daddy for your children. Tell me you're separated, divorce pendant. Listen, the only position you feel with pussy getting. I'll never spend a dime on you, my time's precious. You whining on a jack about lack of respect for women. What if my daughter was to grow up, meet a villain like me? Bumming, I ain't got no children. If I did, I'd teach you better than you've been. Your self-esteem is all fucked. Must have been busted with growing up. Cause pretty bitches know enough. And now you mad, blowing up. Whatever, listen, I gotta bounce. Your best friend's on the way to my house.
Welcome back. You're listening to Prisoners Justice Day programming on CKLN 88.1. And we're talking about the 81 Reasons campaign to stop the new youth super jail in Brampton, launched by the Prisoners Justice Action Committee. On July 9th, the 81 Reasons campaign had a campaign launch event at Dufferin Grove Park. We're going to play you some audio from the event, including some of our speakers, who are just some different folks involved with the coalition, and some of our performers, including Infidel Crew, Meja One, the Dope Poet Society, and members of Pueblo Unido.
We're here for 81 Reasons. We're here to demand more justice and less dust on the rag, putting people in a hole and forget about them. That's why we solve a problem today. So that's why I say, me say jail,
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 jail. As long in your heart there's jail, jail, jail,
jail,
jail,
jail,
jail. As long in your mind there's jail, jail,
jail,
jail,
jail,
jail,
jail,
jail. As long in your waist there's jail,
jail,
jail, jail.
Jail,
free your soul from this jail. As long this philosophy of putting dust on the rag continues, our fathers, brothers and youth will still be garbage bag in the news. What, that's news to you? Tell me, you think you're really free, do you? Just calling on a newspaper or news TV doesn't mean jail doesn't get you. We'll still be statistic, already calculated, a mistake, very accurate. Product of sentence that needs to be incarcerated, confined, detained, generation stained. Do I need a picture to explain? Do I rhyme on this mic in vain? Will those prisons of the heart maintain? Me say jail,
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 jail.
As long in your heart there's jail, jail, jail,
jail,
jail,
jail,
jail,
jail,
jail. As long in your mind there's jail, jail,
jail,
jail,
jail,
jail,
jail,
jail. As long in your ways there's jail, jail,
jail,
jail, jail. Jail, free your soul from this jail, jail.
We're Africans, First Nations, five no
jail, jail.
Where violence and silence, it will forever be.
Me say jail.
Where the walking dead, they become this
jail, jail.
I'm free at last in the belly of the beast.
Jail, jail.
Where black bodies, they are normalized.
Me say jail.
Where those same black bodies, they are commodified.
Jail, jail.
Yes, those youths who are criminalized.
Me say jail.
Where the revolution jail will not be televised.
Me say jail.
Jail,
jail. As long in your heart is jail,
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 jail, jail. As long in your mind is
jail, jail,
jail,
jail,
jail,
jail,
jail. As long in your ways is jail,
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 jail, jail. Free your soul from this jail. This was Jill, thank you.
On the introductory tip.
You and I?
You and I.
The piece we're going to do right now is called You and I, and it's more in an idea of unity where wherever way you perceive me, it's also part of you. This is why we always have to be careful of who we judge or who we don't like, because sometimes it just reflects something that we don't like inside of us. So this next piece is us in an idea of unity, and be really careful about that unity. So you and I. It's you,
it's I,
it's us when we shine.
Keep your ass out of trouble.
Can't afford to fall behind, because it's you,
it's I,
it's us when we shine.
It's us when we rhyme.
It's us we align, cause it's you,
it's I,
it's us when we shine.
Keep your ass out of trouble.
Can't afford to fall behind, because it's you,
it's I,
it's us when we shine.
It's us when we rhyme.
It's us we align. Yo, it's you,
it's I.
It's many call, but few chosen. Many fall, but few rising. For your aiming, your rising. For no reason, many dying. Not all this, still standing. It's you, it's I, it's us. When we champion, for your loving. Many hating, feeling sinning. Many beefing, many living. In condition, for your free. Many in prison, when they see you, they see freedom. When they see I, they fear freedom. When they see you, they see I, they see us,
they see him.
Many call, many respond. Many inspired, many uplifted. But we have something they need, the far desired
and wanted.
Is it me? Or they're attacking our ancestors and the children and my brethren and my sisters. Where you at? Where you blazing? It's you when untamed. It's I when unchained. It's us 200 years ago when we said no more slaves.
It's us
when Jamaican.
It's us
Trinidadian.
It's us
when we Bajan.
It's us
Dominican.
It's us
St. Lucians, Guadeloupeans, and Cuban. It's us they're talking about when they say
don't mind the
Haitian or Caribbeans, Native Indians, American, African, everyone we've been treated for
less than human.
Enough waiting, left to open many shades and many visions. Creation is the quest, your energy, the mission. We're more than you think, we're the children of blessing. Keep feeling, keep priming, keep loving, keep shining, cause it's you.
It's I.
It's us when we shine.
Keep your ass out of trouble.
Can't afford to fall behind, because it's you.
It's I.
It's us when we shine.
It's us when we rhyme.
It's us we align, cause it's you.
It's I.
It's us when we shine.
Keep your ass out of trouble.
Can't afford to fall behind, because
Cause it's you.
It's I.
It's us when we shine.
Yes, it's us when we rhyme.
It's us, we align. Cause
you and I equals forever as one. To see the new horizons, the hearts and minds of man drawn. Creating standards to live beyond the desolation. Imprisoned by self-hatred and isolation. Reasons that blossom, blossom black leaves on trees. It's time to relapse into what their realities. Because the new balls, the black thoughts that have arrived. It's time to keep in line with the outline and never stray from the righteous path the ancestors laid. And never spend your life paying a debt you never really made. And never think about tomorrow until you've done something today. Shoot the breeze, feel the stray words start to ricochet away. You never realize the importance of coming as community. So come you and I and redefine what is unity. Determined to be more than inferior, beyond the boundaries of color on our exterior, and breaking through these barriers and crushing our hysteria, and searching for divine direction on the interior, and with responsibility navigate through negativity beyond the blimblings, starting flaws and black on white dependency in this 21st century. Raising our hands in victory, finding glory in a legacy that's been covered in mystery. Forever will be ships of brothers, cars on steering wheels, in the era of keeping it real. Battle cries of cats get appealed. It's heaven or hell. With shotters busting their tools, wearing the mask as the oppressor to educate us in school. That's like the blind teaching the unblind how to see. Place the devil in position of Almighty. That's like a clown teaching us to be serious, remaining delirious, forever curious. Nihilists who don't cherish their lives, which are precious lives of brevity, not longevity, as our people just perish. It's us, not individual.
It's us.
The original.
It's us.
Beyond the physical.
It's us.
One with the spiritual.
It's us.
Using the lyrical, coming to a consciousness within you. Moving forward as revolution continues, cause it's you.
It's I.
It's us when we shine.
The high side of trouble.
Can't afford to fall behind.
Because it's you.
It's I.
It's us when we shine.
Yes, it's us when we rhyme.
It's us, we align. Cause it's you.
It's I.
It's us when we shine.
Keep your ass out of trouble.
Can't afford to fall behind.
Because it's you. It's I.
It's us when we shine.
Yes, it's us when we rhyme.
It's us, we align. It's you and I.
It's you and I. It's you and I. It's you and I. It's you and I. It's you and I.
It's you and I.
It's you and I. It's you and I. Our destiny.
Thank you. Before we start our last piece, I'd like to ask you a question. First of all, how many of you here, by any chance, might have a lighter? A lighter? For those of you who do, please don't be shy. Put it up. Put it up. For the rest of you, I'm going to ask you an energy exchange. I'm going to give you some energy, and you're going to bring me back some energy,
yeah.
Even though wind is participating. So let's do. The chorus will go a little bit like this. When every time I will say lighter and point at you, I would please ask you to repeat and send the energy back to me by saying lighter. So it goes a little bit like this. Tell me, do you have a lighter? Well, let's try this again. I know it's Sunday afternoon, people. It's a beautiful sunshine.
Saturday,
let's bring that
Saturday,
energy up.
Saturday, remember, it's hot.
Tell me, do you have a lighter?
Lighter.
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 Lighter, so high and light my way. Do you have a lighter?
Lighter.
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 Lighter for those who've lost the ways. So it's going to go like this for the chorus. That's all you have to do. So please, let's send the energy back in. It's going to be fun. Lighter. Many people in this life, in this plane, walk in obscurity.
Obscurity.
Many people in this life, in this plane, walk in darkness.
Darkness.
We all need a light.
Light.
We all need a lighter.
Lighter.
So if you do have a lighter.
Lighter.
Pass it on the left side.
Harder, right?
Pass it to your brethren.
Are your sisters.
Share your light.
Share it.
Light upon your heart.
Right.
Light upon your mind.
Right.
Light upon this world.
Right.
Lighter.
Lighter.
Tell me, do you have a lighter?
Lighter.
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 Lighter, so I and love my way. Do you have a lighter?
Lighter.
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 Lighter for those who've lost the ways. Yo, may this verse, this rhyme, be a lighter.
lighter.
Or matches from obscurity, confusion, and mismatches from the ashes of bullshit. Light up my mind and spirit above the walls of smokes and mirror, or at least see through it. I want a lighter.
Lighter.
To burn the end that rocks the cradle of humanity, because miscongeniality is seen as fragile. I'm so agile, like blinding myself. No light, don't want to see myself. Don't want to know that my fallen on the black race is on the shame shelf. You have a lighter?
Lighter.
So I can turn off my television.
Good afternoon. I'm Martha McKinnon. Justice for Children and Youth is a legal clinic that's been working with low-income and vulnerable youth since 1978. So for more than 25 years, we've been committed to at-risk and other youth. I'm here today for 81 reasons. There's probably more than that why I oppose a super jail in Brampton, but there are at least 81. I'm here for 81 million reasons. Am I too loud?
No, not loud.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm here for 81 million reasons. This facility is going to cost $81.1 million. And I'm sure every single person here today can think of a lot of reasons and a lot of things we could do with that money other than build a super jail. Currently in Ontario, the beds in our secure jails for kids are more than half empty. We don't need more beds. I'm also here today for one reason, and that reason is David Meffey. David Meffey got into some mild criminal law trouble, theft, no violent crimes, and entered TIAC, Toronto Youth Assessment Centre, in September 2002. He left, more or less dead, about a month later in October 2002. He entered TIAC suicidal and depressed. The response of TIAC to suicidal impulses and depression is to punish the young person by putting them in segregation, rather than providing treatment. More than 80% of the people in segregation in custodial facilities are on psychotropic drugs. We need to treat and address the needs of our young people, not punish them for having them. David Meffey also needed to feel that his family could support him and could visit him and be close to him. They were way too far away to even think of visiting him. During the Meffey inquest, the province of Ontario announced that it would close TIAC. Indeed, that was the first recommendation of the jury, and that was an excellent thing. But what the province of Ontario announced is that they would open this super jail in northern Brampton in direct defiance of one of the other recommendations of the jury, which said that for any youth who actually need to be in custody, they need to be in their own home communities supported by their local community and their families. They need to be in small, non-institutional places, consistent with the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. This planned jail, if it were open right this second, would be about a quarter full if we brought back all of the kids who are currently in Hamilton or in Cobourg, and three quarters empty. Well, I don't like to think about that Field of Dreams movie, but I can assure you, if we build it, youth will come. And the last thing we need is a facility that people can hardly wait to send young people to, a super jail. What I want is for those young people to get jobs that make them want to pay the taxes that will support me and my old age pension. So I would like to think of better things to do with $81.1 million. Community reasons. Community opportunities, job training programs, programs that keep kids in school, not in expelled students programs, that create safe housing, addiction programs, treatment programs, health support programs, mental health support programs, ESL programs, literacy programs, job training programs, and jobs. Services that respect youth and recognize that they will be not only the leaders of tomorrow, but the parents of tomorrow and the voters of tomorrow. So I urge you to pick up these postcards, which are over on the tables down there, because right now is a window of opportunity. The 81 Reasons campaign is actually meeting with the Minister of Children and Family Services, and Youth Services, sorry, this coming week. And I want the minister to know, and I want your local MPP to know, that you don't want a super jail. Send these cards to the minister, call your local MPP, call anybody you've heard of, write well, write often. If you can, personalize the cards, they always like it if it looks more individual. because I want the minister, when she meets with the committee, to know that it isn't just a group of three or four. Ontarians don't want to spend $81 million on a super jail. There's nothing super about a super jail. Thanks.
All right, thank you, Martha McKinney. Next up, we have Murphy Brown. She's been an activist for 20 years now in the education system. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome her. Thank you.
Okay. The sun is in my eyes, so I have to turn this way. I'm not trying to diss anybody. Thank you for inviting me to speak. I live in St. Jamestown, which is said to be the most densely populated neighborhood in North America. St. Jamestown is also a lower income neighborhood where people who are members of the working poor are warehoused. Four of the buildings on Bleecker Street between Wellesley and Howard Streets are rent geared to income managed by Greenwood Property Management. Market rent in this city, as we all know, is almost prohibitive. So understandably, people, especially from racialized communities who live in these buildings where we pay 30% of our income in rent, are afraid to speak out in case we lose our homes. The St. Jamestown neighborhood is over-policed. The money that is spent on policing could be better used for programs that would give the youth in my community skills to help them work to their potential. The youth live in a fishbowl environment. They live in a poisoned environment. They are constantly under scrutiny because of society's perception of youth, youth who live in social housing, and youth from racialized communities. At the corner of Bleecker, Wellesley, and Sherbourne Streets, we have a brand new, shiny community center. 10 years ago, this community center was just a thought in the minds of people of the neighborhood. 8 years ago, many of us in the community stood in front of Dominion and Loblaws, which have now given way to No Frills and Food Basics, and asked people to sign petitions and tell us their vision of a new community center. This was a dream, practically a wish for the community. The youth were eager to share their vision of a new community center because there were no gathering places where they were not harassed. They were harassed and brutalized by MTHA security guards and by police. Youth who lived in the buildings would be routinely issued trespass to property act tickets. At one point, youth were told that if they wanted to visit their friends in a neighboring building, they needed to carry a letter of invitation. Shades of apartheid South Africa, where Africans had to carry passes. These youth were being prepared for life in prison, not life in the workplace or life at a post-secondary institution, even though it costs the government less to educate the population than to imprison the population. I mentioned a new community center in St. Jamestown, and the youth who eagerly shared their vision of what a community center would mean in their lives, because many, many of those young men are not around to enjoy the new community center. They have never had an opportunity to use that community center. They have not even seen the building. They are locked up in the various jails across this province. The system, beginning with the education system and the Safe Schools policy, and the Trespass to Property Act, ensured that they never had a chance to be anywhere else. They were fast-tracked practically from kindergarten to where they are now. Youth from racialized communities are overrepresented in the justice system, if you can call it a justice system. So these 81 reasons are very, very important. $81 million to build a super jail. That is a shame, because that money can be used to ensure that so many of our youth are not incarcerated. That money can be used to ensure that our youth can live up to their potential, that they can get an education, lead productive lives, pay taxes, and contribute to this community in which they live. We have a responsibility as a community to speak out against the building of this super jail. We must speak out for those who are not yet at a place where they think their raised voices will be heard. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Murphy Brown. Next up, we have Erica Extover from Black Youth United.
Oops. Thank you for inviting me to speak. My name is Erica Extovor, and I'm here speaking on behalf of a group called Black Youth United. We're a community organization who is dedicated to social justice and the liberation of all African people and also reparations for African people. So I'm gonna keep my words brief. Thank you for coming out today. It's really important to have a lot of support from the community. We are all here to stand up, to learn more information, and to speak out against the building of the Youth Detention Center in Brampton, Ontario. This is an opportunity for all of us to build an even stronger campaign, not only to put an end to the construction of the super jail, but to begin to hold ourselves accountable to Black youth and youth of color who are being pushed out of the public education system, picked up and streamed into a racist criminal justice system. We must also hold our government accountable and the Minister of Child Services for allowing young people to create our own opportunities for empowerment instead of being dictated or pushed in a certain direction based on choices that we are made to believe that we don't have. So I encourage everyone to sign the petition, pick up more information, take it back to our communities, take the energy back to our communities to educate people who are unaware of the issues, and just really build up the 81 Reasons campaign as strong as we can. I think we can really make a change if we remain committed and we keep the energy going. So thanks for everyone for coming.
All right, thank you, Erica. Next up, we have Colin Brown from African Canadian Legal Clinic, and he's a criminal defense lawyer and he fights for the Young Offenders Act. Thank you.
How are you? I'm from the African Canadian Legal Clinic, and we at the clinic, we've been doing for about 15 years. We've been involved in fighting against the criminalization of African Canadian youth in schools through litigation concerning the Safe Schools Act, also in the criminal justice system and the community at large and in the correctional institutions. Even with the enactment of the Youth Criminal Justice Act, with its purported anti-incarceration stance, the youth criminal justice system is rife with systemic racism, and so the rate at which African Canadian youth in particular, because we're from the African Canadian Legal Clinic, that's why I'm belaboring the point, the rate that they're incarcerated is far too great. African Canadian youth are grossly overrepresented in Ontario's jails. The clinic takes a position that if the super jail is built, just as you've heard, it will be filled with a disproportionate number of African Canadian youth. What has been referred to as a prison industrial complex has parallels in Ontario. The prison industrial complex is the term used to describe the collaboration of government, business, law enforcement, and the courts in the employment of jails to remove people from their communities, ostensibly in the interests of public safety. In fact, the jails are being used primarily to house nonviolent, marginalized, convicted persons. The correctional system for youth and for adults is being used as a method of social control and victimizes all marginalized communities. African Canadian youth, as members of at least the youth and Black marginalized groups, are suffering tremendously. Their families are suffering as well. Most of these youth are also marginalized by poverty, some by learning disability, and others by immigration status and illiteracy. The media, by labeling all African Canadian youth as gang members and racial profiling by police, unfair suspensions and expulsions from the schools, all contribute to the high incarceration rates of African Canadian youth. The solution is to fight systemic racism in all these arenas and not to build a super jail. The clinic supports the PJAC's position that no jail is a good jail and that the jail shouldn't be built, and that if any jail is to be built, open custody facilities, smaller in community, multiple institutions in the communities from whence these young people come is superior to building a behemoth in Brampton. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Collinbron. Now, last but not least, we have Anna Willits from the Toronto Police Accountability Coalition.
Hi, everyone. I just want to thank the organizers of the 81 Reasons campaign for inviting me to speak on behalf of TPAC here at the launch of the campaign, and I want to applaud the organizers for putting this together and bringing this education to people. There are so many things that every level of government does that while our attention is focused, you know, on pit bulls and other kinds of issues, planning gets underway for building behemoths, as Colin described it, to house young people, to warehouse young people. And so it's really, really important when community members come together and make sure that people know that there are important issues that we are not discussing in public. So I really want to applaud them. I just wanted to let you know that the Toronto Police Accountability Coalition is a group that takes on issues of police accountability, particularly in the area of different policies and practices of the Toronto Police. I was also a member of a group called the Committee to Stop Targeted Policing. And that group, Murphy was a member and several other people's here, that group probably is more relevant to the issue that we're talking today in terms of the work that it took on, particularly the targeting of marginalized people by Toronto police officers. And we see that targeting continue under a variety of guises. It used to be called community policing, a nasty bastardization of what community policing should be. And young people, I'm sure all the young people here, certainly my own son and lots of young people I know what that targeting feels like, know how the Toronto Police Service and police services across this country, in fact, take time to let youth know that they're being watched, that their enjoyment of public spaces is being watched by police officers, that they are constantly under suspicion, and that young people are being taught from a very young age that many young people, particularly young people from marginalized communities, are being taught that Toronto police officers are not their benign friends to run to in times of trouble, but in fact are often the source of that trouble, and are often someone that they need to run away from because of the kind of treatment that they receive at the hands of police. I have on my shirt a picture of Jeffrey Rayotica, and I would like to call all of us to remember Jeffrey. Jeffrey met his judge, jury, and executioner in the person of a plainclothes officer named Dan Belanger last year on May 21st, I believe it was, when Jeffrey was caught up in an altercation involving two groups of young people. Toronto police officers, plainclothes officers, intervened in that situation that was going on. And as it so often happens, unfortunately, when the police are involved, the situation was not resolved, but in fact it got escalated. Jeffrey was targeted, and Jeffrey ended up being shot three times in the back. And died three days later. And this is the kind of experience that young people across Toronto, particularly young people of color, Native youth, immigrant youth, and poor youth, youth that are forced to work or live on the streets, queer youth, these are the kinds of things that those youth are seeing in the day-to-day. And while it once in a while ends up with the tragic death, like what happened to Jeffrey, it also much, much, much more often ends up in injuries, in humiliation, in the belief that, that young person does not deserve to be in public space, to enjoy society, to be in their own home, as Murphy pointed out, in the way that the rest of the citizens of Toronto are. So it's a real shame, and I hope that we will always remember that. I can go on a microphone, so I better get to my notes here. A police focus on youth crime and violence is not justified by the statistics, as other speakers have said, and has led to undeserved targeting of young people. We know that exposure to prison systems and conditions is likely to compound youth's problems and alienation from society, if indeed that is going on for them. Our goal has to be improving connections to the community for young people, building on their strengths and providing support so that those young people come to know what an important part of our community they are, the future of our community, but also the present of our community, and bringing so many wonderful things. And I work in a college, and I can't tell you how wonderful it is to be working with young people all the time. I love it. This approach is reflected in David Miller's plan that has been carried out in a number of locations around the city, in the National Crime Prevention Strategy approach, in the MEFI inquest recommendations brought to talk about the need to keep youth connected to their community, and in many, many other approaches. And yet we see the provincial government ignoring the directions that so many progressive people are taking. Before they've had a chance to try these approaches and see if they work, we have the province talking about an $81 million facility in Brampton. It doesn't make any sense. And I'd like to point out that the notion that this facility is being built to serve families and keep them closer together, guess who got moved from the Vanier site to make room for this? Women. So while we move women who are separated from their kids in prison and move them farther out to Milton and other places where they can't visit with their families, we then say we're bringing youth from all over the province to Vanier so that they can be closer to their families. It's a pile of crap, and we should call it what it is. The province's plans don't make sense in light of the fact that all progressive people that work on issues of what's going to help youth stay out of jail know that building jails aren't the answer. But the province continues to throw money to law and order planning. The money always goes to the big ticket items. 1,000 new police officers for Ontario, they promise, when it's time to get elected. A new youth jail so that we can stem the tide of rising youth violence, even when that's not the truth. We have to say no to this, and I would like to again add my voice to the voice of the 81 Reasons campaign and thank them for initiating this and wish them all the success, and we can do it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Anna. Well, it's to conclude the guest speakers, we have Connor McMullum. He works at PASAN, providing support and advocating to men and transgender women in federal prisons in Ontario.
All right, folks, I won't talk long because we'd rather get back to all our exciting performers. Thanks, everyone, for coming out. Thanks, everyone, volunteering, cooking up all the free food, of which there is still some. Please help yourself. Just want to say real quick a little something about 81 Reasons campaign and about PJAC as well. Maybe you've heard already. As you see, the campaign is just folks that have come together since February when we learned that they wanted to build this super jail, and as all the speakers have talked about, so much other things that people need need money for. JAG was telling us before about the high school they go to at Jane and Finch, where the ceilings are crumbling and they're cutting all the programs, no after school, no nothing. Teachers burnt out and going on strike. And we clearly see that this is the kind of society that this government wants to lead us to, where we want to put young people in prison and keep them there. In the work that I do in the federal prisons, almost everyone that I speak to, all the men and transgender women in those federal prisons, started out somehow in the youth system, in youth institutions or in some other messed up version of the youth system. So I think that that's pretty clearly their design. When you take money away from schools and community centers and you put it into prisons, it's pretty clear what they want to do. PJAC Prisoner Justice Action Committee, some of the folks that helped put together the 81 Reasons campaign, we came together after Prisoner Justice Day last year. It was a huge success, and we want to keep this kind of consciousness and information around the prison industry and how screwed up it is, how damaging it is to our communities, how it doesn't keep us safe. It destroys family and destroys communities much more. So we have an info table over there where you can get the postcards for the campaign. Please take a stack, take them to your communities, schools, wherever you want to go. Get folks to sign them and read them. We have fact sheets about the campaign. We also have contact info, and you can sign up. We have a lot more events we're going to be doing throughout the summer and again in the school year. And that's pretty well all that I have to say about it. Thanks again, everybody, for coming out. There's information there. You can go to our website if you want to find out a little bit more. And spread the word, because from what it looks like right now, we have a very good chance of closing this prison down, so we hope to do so. Cheers. Oh, yes, thank you. Thank you, Antonia. One last thing. Prisoners' Justice Day is coming up. and it's coming up on August the 10th. We're going to be outside the Dawn Jail at Girard and Broadview. Dawn Jail's not hard to find. We have some great performers, music, spoken word, and a silent vigil. Purpose of Prisoner Justice Day is specifically, it's the 30th anniversary this year. It's to commemorate everyone who has died in prisons, and we think every death in prison, be it murder, suicide, illness, bad health care, it's all blood on the hands of the government, because we don't think people should be in those places anyways. We got flyers spread over there, so please pick one up. Thanks a lot.
No land, drop it to zero, that's how the story goes.
Come on,
drama, so close to not completing the missing piece of the puzzle.
Good evening, you're listening to Prisoners Justice Day programming on CKLN. Today, August 10th, is Prisoners Justice Day, a day to remember all the people who have died behind bars. William Stewart, Glenn Stewart, Charles Benjamin Stilts, just a few from the long, long list of people who have died in Canadian prisons. Moving along, that was some audio from the 81 Reasons campaign launch event. 81 Reasons is a local campaign to stop the construction of a new super jail that's proposed to be built in Brampton that's going to cost us $81 million. So that was just some audio from one of our first events.
Hey, yo.